Well, guys, we just came off of a phenomenal.
Well, good day, everyone. Once again, just a phenomenal information revealed here on that last interview. That was just great. Again, this is Sean Robinson out of Philadelphia, and I am super excited today. The topic today is,
guys, super excited. We have today here on the call with Mr. All Business, none other than the Mermaid of Philly. And what I'm going to do, let me just make sure that she did make it on to the call. Everybody give me one moment so I can make sure that she is here. Ms. Kashina, are you on the call?
Hi, it is me, Mermaid of Philly, and I'm so happy to be on the call this morning.
Wow, super excited, guys. First of all, I definitely want to thank Ms. Kashina and Mermaid of Philly for taking time out of her busy schedule. She's been rehearsing, getting ready for a phenomenal performance that's going to be put on by several entertainers, not just here in the Philadelphia area, but there's a team of talent that will be in the building and revealed. So this is exciting. For those that don't know, again, this is Sean Robinson, Mr. All Business. I have one intent only, which is to connect people that would typically not connect or network with each other without my due diligence and combining them with each other. So today here on the show, just very excited to have Ms. Kashina, the Mermaid of Philly, here on the call. Ms. Kashina, if you could just reintroduce yourself to the listening audience, we'll be right away, and then we want to get into this interview about branding yourself. Take it away.
Yes, absolutely. Well, like you said, I'm Kashina, the Mermaid of Philly, and I've been doing my thing around Philly for quite some time now, and it's just really amazing to be on the show because I've really, really become into who I am, that persona of, you know, just being the Mermaid of Philly and just really just working every stage that I've been on. And like you said, it's all about branding, and I've really, really become who I am. At one point, I did go by Miss Kashina, and now it's Kashina, Mermaid of Philly, and just to be able to come such a long way of really understanding more of who I am, it really feels terrific, and I'm so glad to be able to explain it more on the show this morning.
Wow, absolutely. And again, what I'm going to share with you guys, I mean, Kashina's music is an exhilarating, you know, of hip-hop and R&B, and also mixed with a social twist. And the great thing about the Mermaid of Philly, her mantra is that an artist must be, like, dynamic. And as the artist goes, the music, you know, must go as well. And she also believes that using these musical styles and delivering artistry is necessary to actually capture raw emotion of a song. So, Mermaid of Philly, just explain to the listening audience the significance of having such a strong mantra like that for someone that's just young in age, but your maturity. And what you have accomplished with this industry. Just explain, what do you mean by capturing that raw emotion of a song when you're performing?
Well, what I mean by that is when I'm in the studio or when I'm performing live is to tell the story and to convince the audience of what it is that I'm saying. I will be releasing a song May 20th, and it's called The Big Bang. And that song is just basically about it's about getting to the place that I've been reaching for, the place that I've been longing to be as an artist as far as with my fan base and, you know, just connecting with people and having people know who I am. And in that song, it's, the topic may seem light, you know, it's not quite it's not heavy or it's not quite heartfelt, but it's just really understanding that it's about celebrating and it's about, like, I can't wait to be where I want to be. It's a fun song. And in the song, you hear, you know, my emotion behind it as far as just how excited I am. And, you know, I'm using, you know, fun metaphors just to get people really, you know, just to get people to understand that I am excited about this and that, you know, nothing is going to stop me from getting there. So just emotion as far as fluctuating, you know, my voice and, you know, using like I said, different metaphors to really convey what it is that I'm saying. The same with on stage, just using high energy dance moves and just putting a lot of personality on stage as well as on the track, so people understand just the emotion and just understand the vibe of the song, because the beat can say one thing, but your voice has to tell the story and convey the message.
Wow, so well spoken. Again, this is
thank you.
Mermaid of Philly, you know, AKA Miss Kashina. I tell you, it's exciting. You know, there's so many accomplishments on your entertainment resume. One in particular that really stood out to me was, you know, landing these first awards, you know, with Hype Magazine, Artist Showcase. You know, from my understanding, you earned the right to have that first place. And what did it feel like to start to get those types of accomplishments? And again, I mean, we're talking about a young lady, you know, we're in the topic of still, you know, branding yourself. You actually went from being in a group and then individualizing yourself. Can you just share what it means to accomplish these things as you started to brand yourself as a solo artist versus, you know, everything that you already accomplished with a group?
Yes, I did come from a group, Royal Black, and it's a thing with a young lady named Mercedes, and she is my soul sister. She and I are so close, and we did get to a point where we decided to do our solo thing. And just to compare the two, I would say that they both have their pros and their cons to be singing side by side with someone and doing something solo. Singing with her for about 5 or 6 years, we definitely learned about teamwork and, you know, just how important it is to stick together and just not to let anyone come between us, because people definitely try to come in between us and really try to break the bond that we had. And it's just crazy to see people try to just break such a union when all we wanted to do was just create positivity and promote sisterhood and teamwork. And as far as our artistry, you know, there were times where we couldn't really decide what we wanted to do because one might have felt differently about that person's idea, you know, they had a different vision for it. So sometimes it's difficult to fuse our visions together and make them both come to life and make us create that vision together. Sometimes it's hard to really put the two, you know what I mean, and make them as one, because, you know, we can, although we were very, very similar, we were also very different. You know, no two people are alike. As far as being solo, I do enjoy being able to, you know, make decisions. If there's something that I want to do, I won't have to necessarily run it by someone or, you know, say, like, hey, Sadie, do you like this idea? You know, that aspect was very fun, but I do enjoy as a solo artist being able to, you know, make decisions and, you know, just be decisive right then and there, yes or no, whether I will move forward with it or not. And just that will be, I would say, like, and as far as music as well, you know, what song do we want to lead with, as far as like what might be the single, you know, situations like that. Everything was a group effort. Everything was about teamwork, and you know, that's definitely a beautiful thing. And I loved every moment of it when we were working together. But being a solo artist, I do appreciate being able to have full autonomy and being able to mold my craft into exactly how I envision it. So
wow.
I would say that would be it. And as far as our accomplishments, we did accomplish a lot of great things while together. And it feels good to continue on and remembering that that's where I came from, because I definitely wouldn't be the artist I am today had I not been in Royal Black.
Wow. Well, again, guys, you're here with none other than Sean Robinson, Mr. All Business. I have... you know, almost 30 years of, you know, influence of, you know, whether it be in the entertainment industry, life skills, and you have here on the line none other than Kashina, Mermaid of Philly, and she has a huge, huge event coming up at 3014 Walnut Street, which is going to be on June the 3rd, 2016, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That is at the Rotunda. And if you could, Ms. Kashuna, can you just share with the listening audience just exactly what you remember about meeting myself and some of the things that we were able to do and some of the platforms I was able to position you in after I saw the desire in your eyes to perform?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Well, we were blessed to present. We were blessed to be able to present ourselves on the Sprite Step Off competition stage, and that took place at Penn's Landing, and that was definitely one of our biggest shows that we had ever done, and that's one of my biggest shows that I've done to this day, and it's something that I will never forget. It was a huge stage, and between the two of us,
before you go on, let me make sure everybody understands what happened. Ms. Kashuna, the Mermaid of Fame, we had recently met, and I saw the desire, you know, that she had within her, and I want you guys to understand this. It is very challenging to get sponsorship, period. But we were able, due to myself and the due diligence of my constituents and my relationships to the industry, she was able to get Sprite. You know, that's a beverage for those who don't understand what I'm saying. You know how hard it is. You know, you've made it, kind of, if you would, once you got Pepsi, Coca-Cola, all these brands, McDonald's. She was able to perform on a stage that was sponsored by Sprite. That was huge. On top of it, this stage was so large, and this was done at one of the biggest festivals. In fact, we have one coming up with the Roots, and it's at our Penn's Landing here in Philadelphia. This was phenomenal, phenomenal. So I want you to understand the atmosphere that she was within, and being able to do that. So Ms. Mermaid of Fame, first, just talking about some of the other performances and what that experience was like to perform in front of thousands and up to 100,000 people that were viewing that online as well.
That experience was something that you cannot really prepare for. The best you can do is rehearse, like it's nobody's business, and just get your set as perfect as you can get it at rehearsal, so that when you get on stage, your body naturally does what it's supposed to do, because sometimes I do get nervous before every show. I can admit that, and people ask me, why do you get nervous, you know, and I want people to understand it's not about being afraid. Being nervous and being afraid are two different things. Being nervous is wanting to do well, is being excited. Being afraid is I'm not going to go on. And I was nervous that day, but once I got on stage with my sister, I was comfortable, and the crowd was a huge crowd, and they were definitely responsive in a positive way. They were involved with our showcase, and once we got off stage, we were definitely shown a lot of love, which was a great thing. We were blessed to share the stage with JL and Mackie, another duo in Philadelphia at the time, two guys, and we used to love seeing them everywhere we went. And just seeing them do their thing on stage was inspiring, and we were able to learn from them and watch how they worked as a duo, because being on a trio might be a little easier. You have the one person in the middle and two on the side, but having two in the front, you have to choreograph and you have to present yourselves in a different way. So watching them was very, very inspiring. And we were just so blessed and thankful to be able to be on stage at the session because of Mr. All Business. We were so happy that day, and we did so much to prepare up to that point. It was just truly, truly amazing, and an experience that we will never forget.
Wow, that is just phenomenal. And if you could share with the listening audience, again, this is none other than Sean Robinson, Mr. All Business, here in Philadelphia. And we are here on the line with Ms. Kashuna, Mermaid of Philly. She has a huge event coming up Tickets are available through Eventbrite, and she will share that information and links to look her up. You can Google her. You also want to take the time and find her on Facebook. She's going to give that information. She's also on SoundCloud. This is a young lady you want to find and follow and share. It's really that simple, guys. You want to find, follow, and share. You know, I had an opportunity to listen to a few of the tracks that she has here online. And Miss Mermaid of Philly, if you could, we have about 10 minutes left. And I can tell you this, my back lines are on fire right now. This is actually being aired live throughout millions of listeners and my hundreds of thousands of followers that I have as well. And my phone is on fire right now about who you are. So people are already researching you on their own. But you have a particular song. I want to make sure that I'm messing up the title. Motivation. And I
motivation,
want you to just,
yes,
I want you to share the concept of that song. But if you recall, I also was able to get you to perform when you were getting back to the community. You were able to go into schools of low income, you know, families and perform at schools for the youth, and how motivating that was for people. You don't know how many kids have ran up to me and just said, thank you, thank you, thank you. The artist that you had performing that day inspired me to go on and just want more out of life. So can you share how your song Motivation and what that meant to you to do a song like that?
Well, for you to tell me something like that as far as kids running up to you and students really being appreciative of being able to have an opportunity to enjoy live performances at their school and be impacted by artists, that truly gives me peace, and it motivates me to continue to do it. Because when I go into schools and I'm able to touch people in that way, to be able to reach out to them and to give them hope and to give them motivation to continue doing what they're doing, is there's no bigger reward, in my opinion, because that's why I do it. We, as artists, we make music to impact people, to motivate them, to make them get, to help them get through what they're going through, help them to get through like the hard times, and to really see that they do have a purpose. Everyone here has a purpose, and to feel their worth. And that's exactly what the song Motivation is about. Is the first two lines is, I want to work harder and I'm going to do better. And it's just about understanding that no one's perfect, but you continue to work at what it is that you're doing, and you will see the results at the end, and you will see where you made your mistakes and where you have your triumphs as you continue to learn and grow. Mercedes and I made a lot of mistakes while we were working together, and now as an artist with more seasons, those mistakes are not being made anymore, and as I continue on, I learn more and I make other mistakes, but next time I won't make them again, and it just allows me to become better and better as I continue to move. And it's all about the growth and not being discouraged when there is a failure, but being inspired and saying, oh, next time, now I know better, and I can make this event that much better, I can make this performance that much better, this song that much better, and ultimately create an even better experience for the listener or the watcher, and allowing them to see your growth. I see my own growth when I watch my performances, and I still see mistakes that I've made that I need to fix, and I still get those people who come up to me and say, you had a great show, and people who just remember me, and it's great to see that they do recognize the hard work that I am putting into it. And the song, The Motivation, it was my single off of my EP, The Arrival, and project as a solo artist. And it was before I was Mermaid of Philly, and I was still coming into my own, but that message of being motivated will never die. The message of allowing to inspire people to just keep going and to know that what it is that they're doing is all going to pay off and it means something. It's not for nothing. Just to understand that message and to be able to grow from there is what's most important.
Wow. Wow. Well, again, guys, you are here with none other than Mr. Ed Business, and we are speaking here, you know, with Miss Kashina, Mermaid of Philly. And this young lady has, you know, has so many accomplishments on her entertainment resume, you know, and even taking, you know, second place, you know, for the Sigma Sound of Philly next R&B star competition. And, you know, Kashina,
I have to say it was first place. I placed first.
that's what I'm talking about. I knew I read it in error. Well, definitely that makes more sense to me. And again, that is first place.
Yes.
At Sigma Sound,
the second award
Star
that it was the second award I received that year.
I got you now.
They were back to back, yeah.
There we go. That's what I'm thinking of, back to back and then second. You know, can you just tell the listening audience, we have about 3 more minutes, and then I'm going to just share some ways for people to contact you and support you with this project on June the 3rd down here at Walnut Street, at the Rotunda at 3013 Walnut Street. But can you just tell the listening audience a little bit about the trilogy?
A little about the shows?
Yes.
Those shows were very, very, they really, really helped me realize what I could really, really do as an artist. And they were humbling experiences. They were 2 wins, first place back to back. One was in November, the next was in December. And to be able to just work my behind off to get the win. I really wanted to win both, and I just worked hard, and I practiced every single day, and I focused on the concept of my set, the message behind it, and what I wanted to convey, what I wanted. I told a story on both sets and just told people about, you know, my journey or something that I was going through, and I was really able to show off my vocal range and really give a great performance as far as personality. And they were just humbling experiences, and I was just so blessed to be able to receive first place, because there were incredible acts in both shows. So to be able to come up on top out of that, it just made me realize how much harder I needed to work to be able to maintain that and to be seen, like, you know, she's really, every show, like, she's just going at it. She's relentless. She's not holding anything back. And that, to me, is what's most important, is every time just lay it all out on stage and just give them everything, like it's your last show. And that was the main goal, and to be able to place first in both competitions was just truly incredible, and it was a great way to start off the following year. So I was at a loss for words, and I was just blessed to be able to be, to have an article in Hype magazine as a prize for the first award. And I've just been going from there, just keeping it moving, you know.
Nice. Well, again, guys, this is none other than Mermaid of Philly. This young lady, and I'm saying this because I can say it. I've watched her mature and grow and continue to grow. But if you could, Miss Mermaid of Philly, because this segment is also designed, there's going to be several people that are actually going to use this particular call and re-listen to this for the concept of branding yourself. So a couple of things that you were able to share with us throughout this communication was, first of all, you were very successful in a group. You was and you grew within that. You know, you guys actually added a hip-hop artist to an R&B set, and I watched that grow. And you guys actually went your different ways in regards to not being a youth, and you were successful again. Can you just explain to the listening audience why it's so significant to brand yourself at all times? Because obviously there were several things that you were doing correctly, even as a group, that made it, you know, as if you already got a launching pad to do things on your own. So a lot of times people don't know, as artists, you know, artist talent is only part of owning your brand. But thinking about how to brand yourself is actually like a craft. You got to allow yourself to be distinguished different from everyone else. That's how you become a better brand, because you're branding yourself even when you do nothing. But if you can just take maybe 60 seconds and just explain why it's important, especially for my female artists. You know, this moment, I think you're very attractive, you're intelligent, you carry yourself well. And a lot of times, people use those looks in the wrong way. You know, can you just share why it's so important to just, you know, do the right thing, you know, have great talent, be yourself and brand yourself, and these type of things can happen for these youngsters that are listening as well?
Well, the importance of branding yourself, first you really have to understand who you are as an artist, and even as you continue to understand, you're constantly growing, and you have to really understand who you are and stick with it and find a way to present it to people so that they will understand it and be able to be that at all times. You know, when I go out and I'm just on the street, I'm always rocking the blue hair and the blue lips. And a lot of times, I've had a lot of people say to me, I've seen you before. And I'll say to them, yeah, I sing, or they might just recognize me right away. Like, you know, like New Year's Eve, I was out on the street with one of my dancers, and somebody called out. You know, I'm downtown. There's, like, tons of people downtown. And somebody calls out, Mermaid of Philly? And I look over, I'm like, yeah, it's me. And it was a great moment, because being the Mermaid of Philly is so easily recognizable, and the hair and the lips really stand out to people. So to be able to brand myself in that way, blessed and unfortunate. So it's just having a staple, having a signature, having something that's like, oh, I remember the guy, he always wears the big gold rings on his hand, or he always wears the red t-shirt, something that makes people recognize you right away. And there's no second guessing. Like, I know that's him because I remember this. And being able to present that on social media, when you're live doing, you know, doing live shows, when you're releasing music, you want to make sure that your staple is always seen all across the board, making sure everything is consistent on your social media. You can't be the King of Philly on Instagram, but then on Twitter be Jay from West Philly or whatever you want it to be.
That's right.
It has to be consistent. And that being said, I am Mermaid of Philly everywhere. I'm mermaidoffilly.com, Mermaid of Philly on Instagram, Mermaid of Philly on Twitter. And that's one of the hardest things, is finding something to stick with, because you're constantly changing. And right now I am the Mermaid of Philly, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. Unless I'm in New York.
I'm Mermaid of LA. Yeah, Philly won't let you change it. Well, guys, we are getting ready to bring this powerful call to an end. Once again, this is Mermaid of Philly here live on the call with Mr. All Business. She's going to be live at concert right here at the Philadelphia, this one, 198 at the Rotunda, 3013 Walnut Street. This is going to be June 3rd, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And don't forget to support her nonprofit organization, Foster Millions, by donating the first stops at the door to win raffle prizes. So we have about 30 seconds. This man made a series. If you could tell people what to expect from you when they buy these tickets to come out to your show. 30 seconds.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am the Mermaid of Philly. Make sure you go to mermaidoffilly.com and get your tickets to the Born Epic concert June 3rd. Doors open 6:30, and you will see a show that you will never forget. Bring out a pair of socks to donate to, it's actually my best friend's nonprofit, Socks a Million, Brittany Stewart. She's doing her thing, so make sure you guys show love. Bring out a pair of socks, 6:30, June 3rd, at the Rotunda, 4014 Walnut Street. I am the Mermaid of Philly. Visit mermaidoffilly.com to get your tickets.
All right.